USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals on Friday ruled partially in favor of the Trump administration in its attempt to impose an asylum ban, appearing to ban the move for Texas and New Mexico crossings. The court said in its ruling that it denied the government's broader request to reverse a previous decision blocking the policy, but upheld the injunction in states that border outside of its jurisdiction. And what that means is the asylum ban is in effect for everywhere except California and Arizona. New Yorkers tell NBC News they will continue to go about their day as normal as police search for the person who placed two rice cookers in a lower Manhattan subway station.
I don't feel insecure.
Scary.
I feel completely safe.
This is where we live, so not going to move. Better go to the grocery store, walk my dog as normal.
I don't feel safe walking around anymore.
For more news, you can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Tragedy in Montgomery County, Texas, where three children are pulled out of a pond, but paramedics are not able to save them all.
When deputies arrived, they found two small children in a pond on the property here behind us. Deputies, along with citizens, administered CPR first aid. But unfortunately, their efforts were unsuccessful, and a three-year-old and a four-year-old male child have both passed.
That is Montgomery County, Texas, Lieutenant Scott Spencer. The surviving child was taken to Texas Children's Hospital and is in stable condition. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is recovering from shoulder surgery. McConnell suffered a fracture in a recent fall. A statement from McConnell's office has called the surgery successful and says the Kentucky Republican is grateful for the skill of the surgical team that operated on him. The Senate is on their August recess, and the 77-year-old McConnell is expected to be back to work come next month. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Police in Oregon are preparing for Saturday's dueling protests in downtown Portland. Law enforcement officers from the Portland Police Bureau, as well as Oregon State Police and the FBI, will be out in full force in an attempt to keep the peace. Oregon Democratic Mayor Ted Wheeler says hate from the left or right is not welcome in his city.
Well, as the police commissioner, my job is to give broad strategic direction. So what I'm telling the police bureau is no violence, no vandalism, don't let the city get shut down, make sure that people have the ability to go about their business.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. gets a break from the broadcast booth after surviving a plane crash. With more details, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
Former NASCAR driver Dale Earnhardt Jr., who's 44 years old, injured in a small plane crash in Tennessee. His wife Amy and 15-month-old daughter also on board. Earnhardt and his family members taken to the hospital to get checked out. The FAA says the Cessna business jet rolling off the end of the runway and catching fire. Videos on social media show a large cloud of smoke and the plane on its side. The cause of this accident under investigation.
The NTSB is investigating the crash. And please remember, take us with you wherever you go by downloading the iHeartRadio app, search for USA Radio News, and subscribe. For more news, check us out online at usaradionews.com as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.